So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Just amazing and infuriating sight. U.S. military service members, I'm looking at this on Twitter, and their children just spotted lining up en masse at a Texas food bank because of the Democrat shutdown. This shouldn't be happening in America. Whatever you have to do to stop that, you can you imagine? It's just beyond belief. Matt Rooney, who's sitting in for Rich today, though, texted me, and I guess he put it out there, huge, that in Passaic County, the federal government is sending in monitors to the entire process. I don't know if they're on the ground yet, but they certainly should be on the ground as early voting starts tomorrow. This is a majority-minority county that Trump won the last time around in 2024, but they have refused, the Democrats there. It's only four people for some reason on the committee, and it's 2-2 tie. They're refusing a video monitoring of the mail-in ballot room and no sign-in, sign-out, and a bunch of other stuff. You know, I'd like to see the federal monitors come in military vehicles or come rolling in on horseback or something, right? Clomping down to the streets of Patterson. You have these places in America, and Philadelphia is one that, well, Linda Kearns has done a great job here. She's listening, Linda. You can tell us what this means with the federal monitors. But one of the things they want to do, it's not so much just the cheating and doing whatever the hell they want. They wanted to press the vote in certain areas because then people start to think, well, Dom, we shouldn't even be reporting this because if people think they're cheating, like in Passaic County, what's the use of being out there and voting? And I thought we settled this once and for all in the 2024 election. Presler, Secretary of Offense, out there, creative new place to register people, get them to the polls. Kearns, the Secretary of Defense, protecting in countless ways and battles, including on Labor Day, when these people put up posters of Kamala Harris in an Eagles jersey, suggesting or more than suggesting, on SEPTA bus stops, more than suggesting, oh yeah, the Eagles, your Philadelphia Eagles are backing Kamala Harris. Like what the, I thought the Eagles would go nuts using their property and everything else involved. It blew up. Our buddy Joe was listening in South Philly. Was the driving force there to stop it. You remember him on the Jesse Waters show. So this is vitally important. Each one of these sore points when they start this stuff. Nah, we're not going to do it. We just spoke with the judge. This is the preemption. I've talked to, and Henry, I told you this too, when I was judging a dance contest with Chaka Fatah, someone called him with that name the other day, and Seth Williams, they kind of told him, yeah, we thought everything was okay with what we're doing because all the Democrat chieftains were on board with it. Oh, there's the federal government. You know, sometimes in Philadelphia, they know at Krasner and previous DAs, they were not going to go after these local politicians. Mm-hmm. The Democrat Party certainly is not. Look at the maniac in Virginia. So they get in their head, hey, party on. Meanwhile, the federal government, these federal, Vince Fumo was one. They're there. They see it. And they're coming after you. Jersey is just as bad, if not worse. They feel, hey, we'll do whatever we want. You're not going to stop us. Now, are they really going to cheat? Is it just they're playing with it? Well, a little bit of both. But it creates the perception, why vote? I think we're over the hurdle of Jack Ciattarelli can win. But now this hurdle, you hear Pisaic and everybody gets nervous. How much are they going to cheat? Remember, he was either ahead or in striking distance, and suddenly the, quote, late returns came in from Essex and Hudson and all those places up there in North Jersey, and suddenly the tide turned. Remember on election night, in 2020, I was on the air with Rich. We were doing the coverage. And at that point, the rule was, or whatever they did, they stopped at a certain point in time. I don't know, it was 11, midnight, something like that we're on, counting the mail-in ballots and all. I remember they stopped the count. Oh, no, we got to come back the next day. And it's true, on paper, logically, Democrats had more of an overwhelming edge on mail-in ballots. And then it started to turn and Biden won Pennsylvania, technically. Okay, you know what I'm talking. All right. We've changed that now. So here you have Pisaic saying, we don't care what you're going to do. We're Patterson. I just hope they're on the ground right now. If Matt's listening, getting ready, sitting in for Rich today, you know, what does that procedure mean? Or Linda, what does it mean? What do these monitors do? I want them to come in and put big police tape around everything. You know, giant things of police tape around the mail-in ballot room. Where's your pass? Who are you? Check this guy out. What's his record?
It's a crime scene.
Is he here legally? Oh, no, wait a minute. You can't be doing that's what I want in Passaic. Oh, yeah, you're coming into this? Are you here legally, buddy? Oh, man. Yeah, it's a crime scene. Potential crime scene. I think I looked it up. I told you the other day they have like 9 council members. One's gone off to jail and 2 others are under indictment. I mean, they just... It's the same mentality here in Philadelphia. We went through it with Linda the other day about this. A football field away. You can see what they're doing. That's how close you're going to get because of COVID. Why will they not make it transparent just to take away all doubt? Because they don't want to. They're cocky. And some of them are known to cheat. That's why. And some of the smarter ones think, well, that'll depress those Republican votes. If they think cheating's going on, even if we're not, that's what we want them to think. They don't want to buy into everything is fine. We don't want that. Let's go overboard to make it that people will think everything is on the up and up. Let's just be as transparent as possible. That's all that I want. You want. All right. So this is good news, though, that monitors are on their way. I don't have all the details on that. We'll see if we can get more before the end of the show. Let's go to Jersey. Let's go to Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dom. How are you today?
Good. That's good news.
Boy, you do not know how glad I am that my friend Robert got Jihad John's boneheaded slant out of the way because that's
an, John, it's really kind of, the Nuremberg trials was quite a thing, wasn't it?
Oh, my God, Dom. That's been bugging. And maybe he'll take gratification in this, but that's been chapping my you-know-what for the last 2
well,
days.
Well, here's what's happening, Robert. They're tired of saying Nazi, 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 fascist about Trump. So it's jumped to Stephen Miller. And then we played you yesterday. Carvel added collaborators, cut their hair off, you know, like they did to women in World War II. John ended up with the Nuremberg trial. They keep on adding pieces to this.
Yeah, they try and create a historical picture that
yes.
If you had a history class, you know it's not there today. You know it's not. So shame on John. Dom, I may be pirating somebody's idea, not for my side question, but for the big beautiful ballroom.
Okay.
But I think you can kill two birds with one stone. Oh, I shouldn't have said it that way. You could accomplish two things here by naming it either Freedom Ballroom, Freedom Hall, as somebody said it, or Freedom Pavilion. And you can put the intimation there of Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
But if the other side ever decides to change the name, we could say, there they go again, taking our freedom away from us.
That is beautifully put, Joe. I would do that, you know, in parentheses, Charlie Kirk. But freedom is the name of it. Yeah.
I got that idea from the T-shirt I caught at the Wildwood rally. It's beautiful. You know, you can't do anything. You can't do away with it. You can't. Who's going to? Freedom. Come on. You know?
No, absolutely. And the Inquirer now reporting Trump's going to name it after himself. Joe, I have no evidence, and I'm talking to the people, I think, that are plugged in a little bit here. There's no evidence that Trump. Now, he might do that, but at this point, you know him. He's all over the place what the name will be. It won't be built for, what, two more years or so?
Right, right. And, you know, he has time to think about it, but I hope he doesn't go that route. I really don't.
I hear you.
So my side answer, Dom, and I didn't realize what an annoyance it was till my family moved out of the city and into the suburbs. Every morning, every usually Saturday morning, the guy would spark his up, and it would be worse than an alarm clock. I don't know how he did it in the morning dew, but most of the normal neighbors would do it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when the grass dried up. But it was the advent of the gas-powered push mower. Before then, you had the manual bladed mowers in the small little city lots, and it was well before the riding mower. But it was the gas-powered push mower that would cut the little quarter of acre lots that were purchased, built and purchased back then.
Very specific, Joe. Thank you very much. By the way, I got to play this one today. It's a Jersey thing, Henry. It's cut 17. It triggered me. More political violence. This guy in Highland Park, New Jersey. Is that, Kirk, you're our Jersey map here. Quick question. Is that Central Jersey or more north?
It's more north.
More north.
Yep.
There's no Central Jersey. That's what you should have said. we go back and forth with that all the time. All right. Highland Park. This guy is there at their commissioner's meeting, or their council, I guess you would. Listen to what he likens ICE to, going after illegal immigration. This guy really should be watched. I mean, he really should be. Listen to this tirade.
I wish it was as easy to eliminate an invasive species like ICE as it was to eliminate bamboo.
Bamboo.
That being said, there's a message that goes along with this, and that is, it is critical, no matter who you support, what you believe, what party you're from, we have to get our damned asses out and vote, simply because it will be gone by next year if we are not careful. There are people out there who reinvented the brown shirts in Germany in 1932. And if you don't believe it, read Volker Ulrich's Volume 1 of The Rise of Hitler. They are the same. And it is frightening how subtle and easy it is to do. Because, as you said, we got rid of the communists. But I didn't care. I wasn't watching. And so it goes.
All right, then. So an invasive species like bamboo, and he added to the Nazi talk by coming up with the idea of how they infiltrate. Read, The Rise of Adolf Hitler. Each one of them is adding a piece to it. It's not just you can't be a big time anymore, but just generalized Nazi, fascist book, or going after Trump. You got to go after Stephen Miller. You have to go after ICE. You have to compare it into bamboo. You have to bring up collaborators or John's, the Nuremberg trial. Just amazing. That's going to all be coming up. All right. Coming up, I got to give you a little of these prop bets on who might be next in the NBA. This is really now it's inside basketball. I haven't, Henry, seen football yet, but on Twitter, and that with Twitter, it's going to be nuts. Several games now, people are going back, and it does look suspicious. We're back to looking at the officials now again, too.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Who's the next Tim Donaghy?
Yeah, right. And he's brought on as the expert, Delaware County's own. And how easy it is. These guys are not even good at it, though. I mean, it's such an the over and under thing is the hot thing here. Right. And I agree. You don't have to throw a game. You might not have the power to throw a game, but your over and unders for you, because of how widespread this is, you know exactly what you can do and how to do that. I mean, it's not random.
Yeah. I mean, you could be a ref and be like, all right, I'm betting the over tonight. We're calling a lot of fouls.
There you go. And I would say that basketball appears to me to be the easiest one to do this with. If you're wanting to turn something big, football might be a little bit harder. You could be a quarterback, really.
I don't know.
Yeah. And baseball, I don't know. You know, are people betting big? You put big money on how many strikes a guy's going to throw or something?
I don't think it'd be too hard to rig baseball, I think. It'd be too obvious.
That's what I mean. Yeah. But I think the basketball stuff looks pretty obvious to me. And it's blatant. Like, how in the world did people not jump on this and say, wait a minute, this guy's tanking big time? All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. First, though, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right, we are playing for a pair of tickets to Transylvania Thunder at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College this Saturday, October 25th at 7:30 p.m., courtesy of the Zlock Performing Arts Center. Henry?
Yeah, Dom. So today we were asking for something associated with the suburbs. Something associated with the suburbs, Gary hit on it pretty well, is that that garage. It can be that, you know, two-door garage with the loft above, or it can just be a regular garage attached to the house. Either way, you could pretty much fit a car in there or two. And what else happens in those garages in the suburbs? Well, I'd say for a while, you'd start a band. You'd make a garage band, you could say. So I'm going to play you a garage rock band today. They're going to be covering Jolene by Dolly Parton. I want to know the name of the band singing here. A note about them, their drummer of the band did not know how to play drums until starting the band.
Good luck with trying to cover that song. Yeah. That's going to be tough.
So, yeah. Here's Jolene. Yeah. Want to know who's singing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Don, want the name of this garage rock band.
All right.
Covering Jolene.
All right, jump in, be the first one in, and you're off to the Zlock, and that's coming up the 25th, Saturday 25th. So, you know, if you can't make it, you can't make it. Don't answer. Let somebody else that can make it do it. It's the way to go. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's time, Money Melody.
Show me the money.
All right, who is covering this really top 10 classic song? Think Garage Band, Henry says. Let's hear the clue. All right, let's try Tony and Delco. Hi, Tony. Let's see if we have a winner. Who is covering that song?
How are you guys?
Good, Tony.
I'd like to ask a question after this answer.
Sure.
But the answer, I believe, is White Stripes.
All right, very nicely done. You are the winner, Tony. What's your question?
So I have a question if you all think this would be a good idea. A counter protest to the No Kings protest, which would be a No Queens protest to keep our kids safe in school.
I'll take that one under advisement. Let me put you on hold, Tony. You're the winner here with the Queens thing. I get the reference there.
Yeah.
Parsonet. Yeah. Okay, Tony's a winner. He is off to the great Zlock, where we do a lot of politics and pints. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Today, something associated with the suburbs, person, place, thing, that kind of thing. Coming off Jersey, so much in the news, if you missed it, and Matt will be here, Matt Rooney today, in for Rich, texted me that, yes, this was just a little while ago, federal monitors. Remember that? Remember that with Jimmy Carter in where it was Iraq, I believe. Was it Carter in Iraq? I know he was in Haiti. The purple thing, you had to have the purple thing with the ink to show that you voted. You couldn't vote again. Remember all that? We have to do it in Passaic County. But I'm not troubled by that. I'm glad about it. I just want it to be overwhelming. An overwhelming show of coming in. No. You're not going to do what they do in Chicago and Philadelphia and laugh about it over the years. And Passaic, Patterson is one of these places. You're going to be monitored up and down the line. I wish Linda Kearns were in charge of it. Tag her in from Pennsylvania to be over there doing it. You want somebody who's just going to not one vote, not even a sniff of it. And of course, early voting tomorrow starts. And people are already talking about Ocean County, which has been red, to be extremely red. If we see lines tomorrow anywhere across Jersey or several places that are known to be red, and you're seeing a big turnout, this is all a game of psychology around the edges to propel those on the fence and or reluctant voters to come out and vote. That's exactly what it comes down to. And for an off-year election, I mean, we have a real barn burner. We got Jersey. We got the retention and not one, not two, but three judges there with Presler in Pennsylvania. We got Krasner. We have Mondani. We have law enforcement sanity test out in Bucks County where, you know, we want an overwhelming turnout for Fred and Jen Shoren. And then places like Delaware County. There's a chance to at least get one Republican. One Republican out there on that council would be inside their nonsense, would be able to see it, and would send a message that Delaware County hasn't completely lost its mind. It's on the edge, but there's a shot to come back from this. You know, when they got elected, I think I read yesterday that was the first time since the Civil War, that they were in control. And look at what they've done every year over in Delaware County. It shows you how the suburbs And Chester County's next. It's already underway. What's happening there? Montgomery County is very difficult. So those are all the big things that we have in play. And winning some of them will go a long way toward feeling good as we pivot toward the midterms, particularly winning Jersey and Virginia. Virginia, I think, is still in play. I led off today telling you the New York Times did a big article in which they talked about Spanberger and Mikey as exactly the slightly liberal. All right, New York Times, slight. They're much more than slightly. Is that where Democrats should go coming up versus Mondani, who I think is going to win? Jeffries endorsed him today. Now, he may think that if Cuomo is close and loses, he'll be under the gun. But one way or another, he's looking out that this is the guy to endorse. Okay. So they're rolling along, talking about all these things that people are probing for the midterms in Spanberger and Mikey. And they say there's one big nagging doubt. They say rightfully so. There are local issues always in Virginia and in Jersey. We know about that. They put that aside and say the one nagging issue for them is the trans issue. Not bathroom trans, not overriding trans, but in sports. Final New York Times saying this, not just me. And they give the halting answers. Spanberger's approach is to say, let the locals decide. When has she ever said that on any issue? She's a big federal government. Mikey Sherrill is to come up with straw men saying that Moms for Liberty are running on soccer fields, screaming at people. They want to determine biologically, right there, take down your drawers. I know you're not a female. This type of stuff. Wild stuff. Why are they doing that? They can't give it up. They won't give it up. So they got to try to figure a way out of this box because they know by every instinct, by every poll, how America is voting on this. And again, the bathroom issue is secondary to the sports. So watch for that. We're going to see how that plays out in these two races. I mean, I'm going to be surprised if we win both Jersey and Virginia. I think Virginia is more difficult. But Mikey Sherrill has been just among the most tepid candidates that we've ever seen. And the halting answers on things like this, on the stock trade stuff that she's done, and the opioid charges on Jack Cittarelli are unforgivable. 855-839-1210. Henry, our buddy Josh Barton, these are the people that put up odds that are not exactly people gambling on them. They're more fun. They put up the odds of the next player coach who will be arrested in the NBA for illegal gambling. Malik Beasley, they have 5-1.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a big deal. No. Michael Porter, 6-1.
Really? And that's surprising.
And then they have, at only 7-1 odds, LeBron James. Would be catastrophic. That would be just,
well, you know,
wow.
Why?
Yeah.
One of the three like NBA people that were indicted was Damon Jones, his former teammate,
right?
Former coach, very good friend of his, who was giving out information to people saying, hey, LeBron's not playing tonight. Start taking those other Laker lines, you know, to do something else, get a higher point total before it's out in the public.
Rick Pitino is on here.
Shock.
Yeah, at 8-1. Yeah, I don't know the connection to that. Trey Young, who killed the Sixers, 16-1. I don't see Ben. Joel Embiid, 33-1.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
Well, that could be injury stuff they're saying with him. How would you know? You know what I mean? That would be the Kevin Love, they only have 100-1. I would put $100,000 down right now. Kevin Love's never going to do that.
No.
And I don't even know him from afar.
No, the long shot I like in this list is Bradley Beal at 40-1.
Yeah.
I mean, he took all the Suns' money. They paid him a boatload. And what did he do all of last season and a half? Stink out loud.
Next.
Take his unders every night.
Next home of Hall of Fame player to be arrested for illegal gambling, 2-1 odds. Kevin Garnett. I think the theory is because he does the gambling ads, he must be a big gambler. And they have, Allen Iverson at 4-1. Michael Jordan, who it's believed, I'll say believed, but I think it's pretty established, his hiatus from the NBA before, and there was a gambling, is a huge gambler apparently. He's at 6-1. Charles Barkley, that would be unbelievable. 7-1. And Magic Johnson, 66-1.
Yeah, I
don't
he's
see
okay.
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
He'll live.
Yeah, so these this is going to be catastrophic if we see more of these people, because the integrity of sports, I have not seen it bleed over to the NFL yet. They're pretty good at policing it. Yeah, I heard them down the hall at on WIP, and I was thinking we'd have to get clearance because I don't want to poach our guys. But Elliot Shore Park's making a case that players ought to be able to bet on themselves. No. It's an obvious thing. Even if they told us they were betting on themselves, you know, the under. They would just do the under every time. I mean,
right,
how would we know? You got to have knowledge of them. You can't have players betting on themselves. So this is something that who knows where this ends. I would say if it's 6 in the NBA, people don't care as much. They just don't. If it gets into the NFL in any way possible, any of these trails or any of the stuff that we don't know about, that's going to be more serious. Yeah, I couldn't even tell you what the spread is night after night with the NBA. Everybody knows the Giants and Eagles are around 7 points
right.
this weekend. The spread was made for football. Baseball, I mean, what kind of degenerate gamblers are betting on baseball spreads? I mean, I
love that run line.
Oh,
1.5.
Yeah. That's a sign you better slow down, maybe. All right. Got a lot of folks want to tell us something connected to the suburbs. And coming up, just out of nowhere, the Associated Press analysis today. Remember the battle fought over Asian students in the private colleges and colleges in general across the country? Well, we have the fall numbers as far as enrollment of Black and Latino students and Asian students. I'll give them to you. And they're encouraging because the Asian students are up. I would say not enough yet, but they are up in the Trump administration. I did a Virginia radio show today. Got a little bit heated with the guy about this whole deal. Even though he was on board, you know that the Trump administration trying to force colleges to sign an agreement, they won't have more than 15% of foreign students on their campus enrolled at any one time. I think that's too high. I would put it under 10. I don't see the need. It ought to be America first. Well, they pay the full amount. That's one of the reasons they want them there. 855-839-1210. Let's talk to round things off. For years, I've talked about the health benefits of Rescue Omega-3s as part of my daily routine. They support a healthy heart and cholesterol levels, reduce inflammation, and promote joint comfort. Taking them is one of the easiest things I do for my health. Now it's your turn. Give your body the support it needs to stay healthy, strong, and active with one of Rescue's Omega-3 supplements. Right now, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any Rescue Omega-3 supplement, including their most popular Rescue 1250. Call 800-26-ALIVE. 800-262-5483, or use the code OMEGA50 online at res-q.com. Remember that code, OMEGA50, OMEGA50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega-3 absolutely free. All this, res-q.com.
All right. So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hi, Tom Giordano Show. Today is always the big day, Friday, when somebody will get a $50 gift card to the great Gallo Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar, Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallosandburgerbar.com. Get the seafood salad, as we always tell you, with Roe, among other things. Jim Harvey, though, it's an institution. It's great. So somebody gets that at the end. I mentioned this AP now out with their analysis. Some of these schools still refusing to give their figures since the Supreme Court ruled in a pretty famous case around Asian students and affirmative action with the crackdown of the Trump administration. AP says new enrollment figures from 20 selective colleges providing mounting evidence of a backslide in what would be viewed as affirmative action here. On almost all of these numbers, black students account for a smaller share of students this fall than they have in the last couple of years. In some cases, it's fallen nearly half in that span. Princeton is one that's mentioned. One guy says, well, if this trend continues in 3 years, this campus, Princeton, will be as black as it was in the civil rights era, meaning not enough black students. Latino students, not quite as much of a drop. The AP says under scrutiny, colleges have been even slower to release their data. Only among the 20 campuses, just one, Smith College, had a larger percentage of black students in this year's freshman class than in 2023. Tulane University numbers stayed flat. The others saw sizable dips. And they mentioned the uptick with Asian students. While Asian students' figures ticked up substantially on places like Harvard or at least at Ivy League schools. Let's see. Swarthmore says this is a question of fewer black students applying and ultimately fewer accepted. The decrease reflects the new legal landscape, one in which we expected to see these numbers fluctuate. All right, so in my view, it's working. Now, some of these are playing games with them still. And we've had people on from Alan Dershowitz on down talking about the ridiculousness of this with Asian students, all the nonsense they go through so that Asian students wouldn't get into these prime schools, at least in numbers, that would be appealing to the left. And this is not just Trump. This is from the case and now what the Trump administration is doing. So just late yesterday, I guess it was, University of Virginia settled on a lot of these things. This is like the fifth or sixth major school that's done that. And the Trump train is working on this. Now the issue they ought to take a look at, I think they are somewhat, the cost of college. Why is it still this excessive that we go through this nonsense? All right, let's go to Lance in South Philly. This looks like a pretty good one on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lance, good afternoon. What do you have today?
How you doing, Dom?
Good.
I got a phrase that's Oh, that's the suburbs itself. It encompasses everything. All the Karens, all the HOAs. Right after Wham Levitt created Levittown, keeping up with the Joneses.
Yes.
If your neighbor got a pool, you got a pool. If somebody's mom got a beehive hairdo, your neighbor got a beehive hairdo. You got a German Shepherd. If they got a gabardine seersucker suit, you got one. Keeping up with the Joneses.
All right. That is an all-timer, particularly, Henry, that. The way he laid it out. I don't know about the beehive hairdo. That was pretty new to
that's,
me. But.
No, that's funny.
And, if they have a German Shepherd, you have to have a German Shepherd. Yeah, exactly. The pool is the thing. We didn't hit that, the pool. I'm not sure the percentages with pools now. I have to go over to Havertown and check how many pools they have.
I feel like the pool, it's like one in a neighborhood. It's like, oh,
yeah, I don't
the pool?
Think it's that
right,
quite
is there
many.
Pool open?
Yeah. I don't think there's as many. But the beehive hair, that guy, Lance, is great with specifics, without a doubt. Joe in South Philly, Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Good afternoon, Dom. Dom, you're going to Sicily?
Yes, we are.
Well, Dom, I hope you're not going to Corleone, Sicily.
Well,
and I hope you don't engage in any vendettas while you're there.
Yeah, if I come back with the thing holding olive oil on one hand and a bloody knife. Yeah, I got a lot of vendettas. You know, Joe, we're going to Calabria, too, where Rose family's
from.
That's
my family.
Oh, is it? Okay. And we're actually going to be on the Godfather tour.
Yes. Now, Dom. See, over there, they don't know about 1210.
Okay.
See, there, 1210 means 12 dead, 10 dead.
Okay.
You know, you get hit with a shotgun blast, you fly up in the air.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
You got to be careful, Dom.
Thank you, Joe. I will. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, I got a few others to get to. Yeah, we're headed to Sicily first, a few days there, and then Calabria, and then home on Election Day. So... next time you hear Dawn or one of us, next trip, it is fabulous with conservative tours. I forget the exact number of people going, but they actually, sometimes we get people that are other talk radio listeners from other cities that join, but the core are Talk Radio 1210 listeners. It is a big deal. I wanted to broadcast from there, but, you got to be in a place like Rome, BBC and all. I've done it. Calabria, the Godfather tour, right? I have a sense it's a little bit more rugged to be doing it there. I was trained to broadcast by our top engineer, Dave Scalish, from the Dead Sea. Thank God I made a decision not to do that on a device on your phone. Nothing works. It was brutal.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So I went to the Tel Aviv. I broadcast BBC in Tel Aviv, and I also broadcast from the MIT of Israel with an engineer there in Haifa while I was there. So it was quite a road trip going back and
forth.
Sounds
like a whole ordeal.
And the funniest thing that happened, when you travel, you know, you brought in stuff. The guy that took me, the cab driver, to get me to the BBC, I had to leave the group to go and do that. Learned his English, I think, from movies.
Yeah.
So he's going to me, is it too cold back there, my dear? What the hell is going on? He stops off for cigarettes. Oh, no, we have plenty of time. He gets a flat tire. And I'm looking, you know how I am. I know where that BBC, I can see it in the thing. I'm starting to walk. Oh, no, Sabbath, you can't do that. They'll fix the tire in a minute. Would you like a cigarette, my dear?
My dear.
I guess. I couldn't get him on. All right, so
Hedy Lamarr or something.
Yeah,
my dear.
Yeah, we'll, yeah, unbelievable. This guy, unbelievable. He's making passes at women, and we're driving at 60, and he's smoking cigarettes and call me my dear. More air back there. So, Joe, thank you, Joe. Thanks for the tips. I'll keep that in mind. We don't leave until Tuesday, so I'll be on Monday and Tuesday, and then back on Election Day. And this is. Our third trip, the first one we did Rome and all that. The second one we flew in with a group from Venice and Lake Como. We saw Clooney's estate. And this one is centered on the Godfather tour, Calabria and Sicily. Pretty exotic. I think they'll have others coming up, but if you have a chance, and it's nothing like it with listeners, just incredible. All right, it is the lightning round, and today is Friday, where what we do is we pick out a winner. We give you the winner each day, and then a winner for the week. How much more stuff can we pack in? How much more? I still think the story that floors me, I guess it shouldn't. Comcast is all in on the ballroom. The ballroom has dominated today. I told you people are telling me that the Charlie Kirk ballroom is under consideration. I like what I think Joe said in Columbus. Make it the Freedom Ballroom, and that word associated with Kirk. And would Democrats really take that off the name of the ballroom? Are they going to shut the ballroom? No dancing at the White House? Well, let's keep them out of the White House for 100 years. Won't have to worry about it. All right, 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Hey, by the way, I see a lot of people, and I really, really love it with listeners. Have some things to tell me, like, Joe, what to watch out for. I am going to take the gravy sauce thing with us, and I'm watching Roe. As we come back with a phony number, I expect sauce to win in Italy. I'm not sure about Sicily, though. You know, I might tell a guy, hey, I'll buy you a drink. Just go over and tell him, Ro, in Sicily, it's all gravy.
Is she going to bust out the cards? With
yeah. So she's just the disappointment on her face. She's counting it there with Leslie. And I'm looking at her like, what the heck happened? All right. Monday, though, you can give me your tips on Tuesday where, you know, what to do, what not to do, et cetera, there. Lightning round now, though. Let's go to Zenos in Upper Darby. Hey, Zenos, afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. I want to wish you a good trip over there with my brothers and sisters in Italy. But I got one advice for you.
Yes.
Do not go in Sicily or Calabria and call it gravy. It's sauce. They're going to run you out of town. They're going to put you on a donkey backwards and run you out of town.
All right, Zenos. What's your suburban thing today? Do you have one?
Oh, my suburban thing is, yes, up here in Upper Darby, it was the Bonner Fair and St. Demetrius' Church. I'll go with the Bonner Fair.
Got you. Bill in Bucks has one that might be a bit dated, but I'm still out there a little bit. Bill, what's yours?
Well, nothing says more than suburbia than soccer moms driving the team to the game in her Cadillac Escalade.
All right, nice touch you put into there. And on the cell phone. Yeah, the Karens of the world. All right, we're going to decide right now because we got to get the winner of the week and pull out of the hat. A lot of contenders here, Kirk. I'm not sure where you're going to go.
There's so many. You know what? I'm going to go with Robert from Bensalem, the original Karen from Bewitched.
Okay. The original. That was really good. The OG from Robert. Mm-hmm. And he had HOA, which I thought was a good one.
That's yep.
Yeah.
Sadly. Henry, yours?
Four answers I really like today. Gary in Newtown with a two-car detached garage with a loft.
I know you've been centering on that.
Yeah, I know. Yes. Richard in Cincinnati with the suburban arrogance. and I thought one of the best answers of the day, if not the best, Lance in South Philly of the keeping up the Joneses.
I like that one, too.
I got it. You know, they got to have it, blah, blah, blah. And Bill and Buck's there with the soccer mom.
Yes. Yeah. I got to say, I think he was a little bit off with the beehive hair, but the call and the keeping up with the Joneses as the nugget.
A lot. When really he said good. That, I'm picturing like 60s, like suburbia when it was first getting big. Yes. Like, I know exactly where he's going. I can picture that exactly.
All right. I would go with Lance.
All right.
Let's go with Lance. All right.
Wow.
This is the moment we wait for a $50 gift card to Gallo's or Harv's Burger Bar there in Northeast Philadelphia, which used to be suburban, but no longer. All right. Go ahead, Emery.
Yeah. So Monday, we asked for that all time comeback. Scott and Mount Laurel, one with the answer of socialism.
Yes.
We asked for that all-time name on Tuesday. David in Lexington gave us Jolton Joe DiMaggio. Wednesday, we asked for something associated with rural. Zenos in Upper Darby gave us friendly people. And the winner on both Thursday and Friday, with his answer of a perfect ending, and then you just heard it now with something suburban, Lance in South Philly with Forrest Gump, and then you just heard it now keeping up with
the Joneses. I didn't know he won 2 days in a row. Well, you know, I just was going with the best answers. That's all I get going. Best call. Yes.
So, yeah,
all right.
Put those all into the hat here.
Okay.
Get my drum roll going here, please. Get... That is a number one. Is that our friend? Yeah, it is. It is. It is Scott and Mount Laurel. Is this week's winner?
Scott's. All right. A pair of, a $50 gift card to Gallows and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. Well played, Scott and everybody else. Kirk, great job today screening the calls.
Thank you.
We'll be back on Monday and Tuesday and then off on quite a pilgrimage to the old country. So be ready Monday. The ballroom stuff, I can't get enough of it, about where this is going. But tomorrow, early voting day, and it's the first time I'm voting by mail because of this. I took the judge's advice, the mail-in ballot. Can you imagine Scott Presler tracking me down at the airport? Dom, I'll rush you over to vote. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to vote by mail tomorrow. Henry and Kirk, great job. Have a nice weekend. Follow on Twitter. At Dom Show 1210, at Dom Show 1210. You can do that right now. And Matt Rooney, I believe, is in for Rich today. And Matt just texted us that, yes, the monitors are headed to Passaic. This is going to be a very telling weekend. You see long lines in red areas in Jersey. It's a tell. We'll be here to break it all down on Monday. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.